I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hey, everybody. Allison Jacobson here. Welcome to Midlife Mavericks. For those of you who don't know me, I am a speaker, a coach, and author for women in midlife who are looking to reclaim the dreams they had when they were younger, get past that fear and self-doubt to live confident, kick-ass lives in the second chapter. On this podcast, I have women doing incredible things in midlife, and I also have experts who come on to talk about everything from health and wellness to beauty to food to travel to sex to finance, anything and everything that help us in midlife become amazing women. If you like what you hear, please leave a review. Please share it with other women so that we can all build this community and become midlife mavericks. So this week, I did a presentation for a group of women entrepreneurs about self-confidence and decision-making. You know, women have a real problem with limiting beliefs about their intelligence and abilities. And this plays out both in professional and personal lives. We just don't believe in ourselves. How often do you second-guess yourself to look for validation from someone else that you're making the right choice? Or when's the last time you chose not to express your opinion because you were afraid you'd be criticized or somebody wouldn't like you? We know that confidence is sexy. Confidence shifts opinions. One study found that being confident can be more important than actually being right. Using models that predicted how over or underconfident people would act in varying situations, this study demonstrated how opponents with different levels of confidence would do against each other. Not surprisingly, the best strategy was overconfidence. If you doubt your abilities, you're setting yourself up for a self-fulfilling prophecy. So why do we have such a hard time being confident? Well, we're afraid that what we have to say or what we choose to do will go against common beliefs. That's disruption and conflict. And most of us hate conflict. We'll do anything we can to avoid it, including dimming our own light and hiding who we truly are and what we feel. Women want to be liked way more than men care about this. We were told from a young age to play nicely and get along with others. We actually were given good grades in school because of this. We're deathly afraid of not being liked. And it's something we constantly need to work on. I've done hundreds of speaking events. I've been on the Today Show and other national shows, and I still worry if people like what I've said. But think about it from this perspective. Do you like pizza? Are there toppings you love on your pizza and others that you hate? I absolutely love spinach, red pepper, and bacon. I hate anchovies. I bet you feel the same way. But someone else might love the toppings you and I hate. Same with ice cream and music. What I'm saying is there is nothing everybody's going to like. So why would you assume everybody's going to like you? They won't. And that's okay. Because the people that energize you and that you jive with, they're your crowd. And that's what matters. I mean, you know, it's amazing when we're on social media and there's some incredible jerk that's saying something about us and we're all worried about that one opinion. We probably don't even like that person. So why do we care what they think of us? It's and the worst is when I see if you're an entrepreneur, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs who are just getting up and started, and I ask them who their target market is. And they're like, well, it's this person and this person, this person, this person. I'm like, no, you need to pick one audience. Because if you're trying to sell to everyone, you're going to be selling to no one. You need to make your message for a specific person. And other people might not like that message. That's okay. That's not your group. Confidence can also bring about change. When you're confident and standing in your power, you might decide to quit your job. You might decide to move across the country. You might decide to end a relationship. And our reptilian brain hates change. The reptilian brain is trying to protect you. This goes way back to caveman times. People then stayed together. It was dangerous to venture off. They lived in constant fear of being killed or eaten. So they protected themselves by staying together. And at that time, change represented danger. Even though that's not the case now, our reptilian brain is still there and it still exists. So imagine this, you're confident, you make a confident choice, you're gonna move across the country. All of a sudden, your reptilian brain starts to say, well, maybe this isn't a good idea. What if you don't make friends? What if you can't afford it? What if there's an earthquake? This is when you start second guessing your decisions. It's all in your head. And so we need to start dialing down that reptilian brain and reinforcing our confident messages. Now, don't misunderstand this. Being confident doesn't mean you don't necessarily feel unsure about a decision, but you decide to move forward anyway. Brené Brown said, feeling unsure and uncertain is the foundation of courage. And I so get that, because by allowing ourselves to lean into uncertainty, to be okay with that uncertainty, to feel that vulnerability and embrace it, we can access new realms of courage, creativity, resourcefulness, resilience we may never have otherwise. So what I'm saying is, you can be unsure and still be confident. You can still move forward despite that uncertainty. That's the place we need to get to. So how do we become confident? Well, it starts with how you come across. First, I want you to get some props. Anything that makes you feel good. This actually impacts how you're perceived. There was a study done by the International Journal of Cosmetic Science, and they wanted to find out if wearing cologne affected men's confidence. When they wore it, they were voted more attractive in pictures due to the confidence boost it produced. So what that says is, it wasn't even in person. It's just that people saw these men in pictures and they looked more confident because they had cologne on and it made them feel more confident. That's kind of similar to what we do, right? If we have a killer pair of shoes on, or we wear our nice lingerie for a meeting, we're just making ourselves feel more confident. Even if it's not seen by other people, like the cologne in the picture or a lingerie, it can still affect how you feel and how you hold yourself. How you speak is also critical. Women have a habit of using uptalk. What uptalk is when you're saying a statement, you end that statement on a high note, making it sound like it's a question rather than a statement. This immediately makes you sound unsure of what you're saying, as if you're questioning it. Now, if you want more help with this, if you're ready to become a self-confident, kick-ass woman, I have a new mini self-study course, 7 days to unshakable self-confidence. You'll get audio recordings, emails, and downloadable resources that will help you become that self-confident woman you want to be. I want to leave you with this thought. Confidently putting yourself out there, voicing your opinion, making bold moves will dramatically impact your life. You're not only going to feel happier, but you're going to be so far on your way to achieving the goals you set out for yourself. So I'd love to hear from you about a time in your life where you felt a little bit shaky, but then you moved forward in confidence and it ended up great. I'd love to hear a story about that. And again, if you need help with this, head over to my site, allison-jacobson.com. I'll put it in the show notes as well, and you can learn more about my 7 days to unshakable self-confidence under the offered courses. So go out, become confident, and I'll see you next week. Bye now.